Good morning, good day, good afternoon, greatness. And in the words of Miss Linda Allen, you are the greatness in your day. I say it again, you are the greatness in your day. Alignment 2.0. Whatever you are aligned with, you attract. I say it again. Whatever you are aligned with, you attract. If you are aligned with love, you attract love. If you are aligned with hate, you attract hate. If you are aligned with positivity, you attract positivity. If you are aligned with success, you attract success. You might out there listening, you might be a lady or someone, a guy in a relationship, and you keep saying, why is it that I always keep attracting people in my life that are abusive, verbally, physically, and psychologically? You might say, oh, I have bad luck. Things around me always happening bad. Why am I always attracting these type of people? The question is, how are you aligned? What's inside of you that is causing you to attract abusive people, vindictive people? People who abuse you physically and psychologically. What's inside of you? When I got this understanding, it blew my mind. Let me calm down. I just came from a run this morning. Giving that body that physical alignment. Getting alignment and staying alignment with the source of life. Getting those daily downloads. Whatever you align with, you attract. I like what Mr. Jim Rohn said. He said that success is something you attract by the person you become. We're talking about alignment 2.0 now. He said success is something you attract by the person you become. Therefore, whatever you are becoming, or whoever you are right now, that's what you're attracting. Success, he said, success is not something that you pursue and go after. He says success is something you attract by the person you become. When you work on yourself, getting yourself in alignment, physically, spiritually, mentally, all the leads. When you work, when you focus on that, you don't have to go after that thing. That thing starts to come to you because you start getting your house in order. And therefore, success attracts success. Whatever you are aligned with, you attract. It's like energy attracts energy. Seem like energy attracts that same type of energy. Birds of a feather flock together. Is it really strange or ironic? You go to a place, you can go to a conference, you could go to a seminar, you could go somewhere, and you meet somebody or some people you never met in your life. And you just connected with them. Out of that connection becomes a business relationship, becomes good friends, lifelong friends for years. And you never met this person. But what happens is that because that love is inside of you, whatever you are operating on, whatever frequency you're on, somebody might say frequency or whatever vibration you are on, whatever frequency you're on, you walk into a place and you attract those individuals. So because you are optimistic, because you are a loving person, a compassionate person, a positive person, when you walk into that environment, you start to attract those people who are positive, those people who are ambitious. This changed my life, y'all. And I realized some things that I was going after, it's not going to come. Why? Because I was not aligned in the right place, the right position. And I start to realize that if I want to achieve some things in life, I have to be in total alignment. And once I get myself in that place in alignment, that thing starts to come to me. You say, oh, you're looking for a relationship. Oh, you're looking for a relationship? And you don't have to chase the relationship. You get yourself in alignment and the relationship would come. You say, oh, I want a friend. I just need some friends. Get yourself, get your house in order. You become friendly inside. You become that friend and you be friendly. And because you are friendly, you will attract friends. Whatever you align with, you attract. Here's the coaching question to every one of you out there today. Whatever you want to achieve in life, that dream, that objective, that could be a business, that could be marriage, that could be friendship, that could be moving to a new country, that could be going to a new job, that could be starting a new business, that could be starting a family, that could be graduating from college, that could be going to college, that could be graduating from high school, going to a new neighborhood, getting a new car, whatever you want to achieve in life. What do you have to do to get in alignment to attract it? I love it. So the question again, the coaching question, that objective that you want to achieve, what do you have to do to get in alignment to attract that? In other words, what do you have to become to attract it? See, sometimes I just say, go after your goal and run after your goals. And I started to realize, once I get in alignment with my objectives, the objectives start to come. Isn't it amazing that even physically, with a woman getting pregnant, a woman cannot get pregnant. I'm not a certified doctor. A woman cannot get pregnant every day of the month. But there is a certain window at a certain time that woman can get pregnant to receive that seed. And a baby is developed inside, and that's new life. Because that woman has to be what? Her body, even physically, has to be in alignment to receive the seed so she could get pregnant. And because that woman is in alignment, now she can receive that seed and we have new life. New life. Because our body is in total alignment. Whatever you are alignment with, that is what you attract. If you align yourself with love, you attract love. If you align yourself with hate, you attract hate. If you align yourself with peace, you attract peace. If you align yourself with positivity and success, you attract positivity and success. If you don't like what's happening in your life, the question is, what am I aligned with? And if you don't like what you attract, all you have to do is change what you are aligned inside, and all you have to do is align yourself up with what you want to achieve, and that will come your way. This is Coach Antonio Landis Thompson, giving you some motivation and some inspiration to help you make it through this day, and helping you to stay in alignment. And you're listening to Winners for Life Coaching Podcast, a place where you discover your success, your greatness, your purpose, your destiny, and become all what you were designed to be. And remember, the best and the greatest day in the world to be alive is today. Whatever you align with, you attract. Align yourself with love, align yourself with joy, align yourself with positivity, align yourself with peace, align yourself with success. And in the words of Ms. Allen, your day is going to be great, and your day is great because you are the greatness in your day.